This isn't just an act of faith. It's a moment of escape from the war and some semblance of a more normal life. Slowly, in tiny but significant ways, life in Kyiv is returning. In the early days of the war, most people fled the city. Some 50% left, according to authorities. Now some are returning, and the church is once again becoming a community focal point.
Faith is the most important thing right now, more important than anything else. I've been coming here for 20 years, and I love God more than anything.
I believe in my faith, and with faith we will win. We all have our front lines. I am a doctor, that's my war. The church is playing its part as well, for us all.
St. Vladimir Church was built in 1882. It's witnessed much upheaval, and now it's a heritage site protected by the city. Ukraine's Orthodox Church was re-established in 1990 when it was part of the Soviet Union, and St. Vladimir Church still, to this day, plays a crucial role in society. It's been open throughout the war, but the last couple of Sundays they have witnessed more of the faithful coming to pray. This could almost be a regular Sunday service, but there's one crucial difference. There are more people in uniform.
There are no accurate figures for how many people have returned back to Kyiv, but if you go to places where people might gather, they are actually gathering, whether it's a church like this or even a restaurant in the middle of downtown. People are coming back, and that's a sign of confidence and defiance.
Inside, it's a moment of reflection and quiet belief. But as they leave, the reality of a capital city at war isn't very far away. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.